Good afternoon. Gretchen Gondek here for Food for Thought at Siouxland Public Media. And today we're visiting with Adrian Kobo, who is an event planner for the city of Sioux City. Hello, Adrian. How are you?
I am good. How are you doing, Gretchen?
Good. You know, I remember a long time ago that you were a part-time announcer here.
I was. Yeah, back in college. I was a mass comm major at Morningside. And I loved my Saturdays spent here. On the Witt campus, doing my thing, pulling out the guitar every once in a while, but mainly hanging out in the studio doing the Saturday Night Jazz for Eddie Dunn, and then also announcing for Garrison Keillor.
And you left, and tell us a little bit about what that entailed.
Yeah, I went to Morningside for a year, and I kind of dabbled in music and mass comm, and had this idea that I wanted to do music production. And so I went to school out in Indianapolis, and then stayed there for a total of around 7 years, and played music and worked, and did the normal stuff that pays your college loan bills. And then I moved out to Seattle, and I lived there for quite a few years, and did event production out there and corporate event sales and things like that. So recently moved back. I guess it's been 2 years now, almost 2 years since I moved back to Sioux City, and living around my family and loving it.
Well, we do like it when young, talented, professional people come back to our communities. So we're happy you're here.
Well, thank you. Thanks for saying I'm talented and professional. I don't get that too often. But.
And you have a really cool job with the city of Sioux City, involving music and tourism. Tell us a little bit about Saturday in the Park. You were very involved in that this year.
Yeah, my job with the city is very interesting. It was kind of a few different departments that came together and said, "Hey, we have this need." And so they kind of created this position, not for me. They knew what they needed, and I just kind of happened to move back around the right time. And the title is event producer, and so I do. My business card says Visit Sioux City on it, and so a lot of what I do is tourism based, and it's focusing on bringing tourism dollars to Sioux City. And part of that is helping out at the Tyson Event Center with events at the Tyson Event Center. So I do the NAIA tournaments. I do sports tourism. I do Big Parade Mardi Gras, some other programs like Tourist in Your Own Town, and then help out with marketing at both the Orpheum and the Tyson. Saturday in the Park this year kind of fit into that mold, and I helped out last year a little bit, but Dave Bernstein, he kind of has this, this idea of getting the city more involved. And so with my title, I kind of stepped in, and there's some people that are planning on not working on the event planning side with the event going forward. So yeah, I kind of got thrown directly into the fire this year, but it was an awesome event and a huge learning experience. So I'm really grateful for it.
And you've taken things a step further on your own, kind of created this Sioux City foodie program. I don't know if that's the right word. It's web-based with mm-hmm. Videos. And tell us a little bit about how that project is going.
Sure. So Sioux City foodie, growing up in Sioux City and having kind of a broad culinary experience here in Sioux City, as a foundation, really. I kind of always go back to that. I always go back to growing up with sriracha hot sauce on the dinner table. And, my dad loved to shop at like the Hong Kong market and the different Asian markets in town. And so, so I kind of always have considered myself, foodie is such a hipster kind of term, a little bit of an uppity term sometimes, but really, I think being a foodie is just loving food. And I think that Sioux City has a ton of people that love food, and they love making food and grilling, and they have their own style. They have their own kind of, they have their brands that they're very loyal to, especially in Sioux City. So moving back, having experienced, food here in Sioux City as well as in Indianapolis and some of the great food out in Seattle. I came back and working in tourism, I just saw this need for a way to promote those local brands, those things that in Sioux City are super unique. And whenever you bring someone from out of town to those spots, they go, "Oh man, I can't believe you have the most authentic Mexican food that I've ever had. You know, I can't believe that you have the, you know, Thai Lao kitchen. You have these amazing ethnic foods. You have Ethiopian food. You have, you know, you just have this really broad group of people that's making the base for culinary experience here in Sioux City. So it's all about promoting that. We also have, you know, Cahill's, and we have these really great steakhouses, chop houses, and things like that. So, it's really a web series that is going to focus on those brands and really try to promote tourism based on those brands.
And we really invite people to take a look at the videos. They're very high quality.
They are. Yeah, we shot them with an awesome production studio videographer. His name is Chris Simons with Diesel Pictures here in town in Sioux City. I'd highly recommend him. Really talented collaborator. Someone, you know, that we sat down together and we kind of hatched a plan for these videos and, you know, how are we going to shoot them? How are we going to promote these locations? So 4 minutes long, most of them. We've got two more on deck right now. We're continuing to film and get those edited and post them to the visitsiouxcity.org website.
So ultimately, what's the goal here? What would you like to see happen?
I think that what I'd like to see happen is just, I think that in Sioux City, we're quick to really, you know, we love the brands that we love. We support the brands that we love, but we're not always self-promoting. We're not always self-promoting Sioux City and talking about the really good things. You know, I think that we have this desire to improve and this desire to move Sioux City forward. Collectively, everyone does. But at the same time, we're all still a little bit, you know, self-deprecating in terms of how we talk about Sioux City, not being the size of this town or not having this thing that another town has. And, I'm not trying to make up a story or, you know, trying to, be a snake oil salesman in any way. I think we really have these amazing brands. We have these, you know, brands like Palmer and Milwaukee Wiener and Lawa's and, you know, some of these places that have been around for a century and they're still thriving. They're still doing really good work. And so it's just all about promoting that, creating a culture in Sioux City where we talk about that at will and freely to our family that might live in a different town. Or to friends that are coming into town for a visit and, you know, really talk about those things to them so that we can promote our city.
Well, I think it's a great concept. And for anyone listening, if they want to view the videos, can you tell us how to do that?
Yeah, absolutely. So just go to visitsiouxcity.org. And on the site, there's a banner ad and it'll say new web series. You can click on that or you can just go to the link. It'd be visitsiouxcity.org/Sioux City Foodie. And it's foodie, FOODIE.
Yep. Okay, good point. Well, it's great to reconnect with you, Adrian. And, you know, wonderful to have someone so enterprising and entrepreneurial-minded person come back and make Sioux City your home. And we expect to see great things from you. So keep up the good work. And thank you for coming on Food for Thought today.
Absolutely. It's been a pleasure.
We've been speaking with Adrian Kobo, event planner for the city of Sioux City. I'm Gretchen Gondek, your host for Food for Thought. Thank you for tuning in and have a great weekend.